Welcome to the Life Leadership Podcast with myself, Leela Singh, all things coaching, career, and personal branding. This podcast is for ambitious career professionals like you, wanting to create a life of choice and freedom, to be, do, and have more through overcoming limitations, to develop new perspectives and insights, and to redefine your success, be that in work, health, relationships, and so much more. Hi there, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and welcome to Live with Leela. My name is Leela Singh, and I'm an executive leadership career and life coach, and I work with career professionals, typically in the technology industry, who are looking to overcome their limitations so that they can uncover their real potential and create new possibilities, all whilst showing up as the best version of themselves. And this is what I call life leadership. So today, what is my topic? What is the theme that I want to share with you? Well, as you may know, if you follow me on social media, I have been beavering away working on something really exciting, and I want to share that with you today. So the question for today's live is, what is the leadership launchpad? So my question for you, first of all, is when it comes to your career, where are you right now? What challenges are you facing? Is it that perhaps you're struggling to secure that promotion or the pay rise that you've worked so hard for and you know you deserve? You've proven yourself, but yet something's just stopping you from getting to where you want to be. Maybe you're just simply finding yourself stuck in a rut on that treadmill of life and the career, spinning wheels and not knowing what to do next. Or possibly you're overlooked for the recognition and for those opportunities, and you see other people passing you by and moving up the career ladder, and yet you're left feeling unheard and unseen. So if this is you, then you're in the right place. So listen in. Where would you like to be instead? Would you like to be in a situation where people gravitate towards you when it comes to looking to hire somebody new for the team into a new opportunity that they're creating and they have you top of mind? Wouldn't that be a great place to be? And what about having you standing out from the crowd so that when it comes to those year-end salary increases and bonuses, again, you get to be top of that pile and that list, not the person who gets told, oh, well, the money's run out now, so you're going to have to wait till next year. So think about it. What would be the difference for you? What would it be? What would be the impact to you of being able to secure that promotion and the pay rise? What would it mean for you longer term? What would be different for you if you had the clarity and no longer felt like you were stuck in that rut or on that treadmill, and you were able to propel yourself forward, having some clarity, some direction, some intention about what's next for you, and having a career path that you can follow, that it feels more meaningful rather than just waiting and seeing what's going to happen? And receiving recognition. All of us want some level of recognition when it comes to the efforts that we put into our work. So how would it be for you if you were getting recognized for all that hard work, the efforts going over and above, and being recognized for what you have done, and more so, no longer feeling unheard and invisible, but actually instead being listened to, being sought after for your opinions as your thought leadership, and being visible to those around you, having a strong presence, having people want to be around you, wanting to work with you and wanting to hire you? Wouldn't that be a great place to be? So, as I said, if any of this is you right now, then you're in the right place. Here's the question now to consider: what is it that is possible for you? And oftentimes we limit ourselves because We almost set our aspirations and our goals based on what we've achieved so far. And that limits us. And in addition to that, what limits us is the stories that we create about situations, about ourselves, what we tell ourselves. That internal self-dialogue about not being good enough, smart enough, just, you know, the right person in the right place, and therefore there's no point putting ourselves forward, there's no point in raising your head above the parapet. Perhaps you're lacking in confidence, maybe struggling with, because you're lacking in confidence, your communication, and you know you could do better, but you struggle with that too. So imagine the possibilities that could be created if you set all of that to one side, worked on closing those gaps and developing yourself to a place where you have a really strong impact, a powerful impact, gravitas, presence, personal brand, whatever you want to call it, with the people around you, whether that's in your team, your organization, and even in your industry. What would be the impact of that on you, on your life, and your career? Here's the thing. You might be wondering, well, why am I even talking about this? Why am I so passionate about it? The reason is my mission is this. My mission is to impact the lives of 100,000 people across the globe, to impact their career trajectory beyond what they ever thought possible for themselves. Why? For a couple of reasons. Number one, I know this is possible. I'm a walking example of that with my own career and from where I started out to where I am today. So although I've now stepped away from my career, what I accomplished over those years are all things that I never dreamt was possible. In addition, I am so passionate about what I do and about helping you to realize what is truly possible for you in your career and the impact of that in your life, which can be absolutely incredible. So how do I do this? Well, I'm going to hit to the chase today, because I want to get on to just summarizing with you what the opportunities that I have been working on and creating for you. And that is the Leadership Launchpad. So this is something that is bringing together all of my experience, my skills, my expertise, the talents that I have honed and developed over the years, particularly over the last 10 years, where I've invested heavily in myself, in my own development and my growth. So for example, I'm a certified master practitioner of neuro-linguistic programming and hypnotherapy. I'm an accredited master coach. I'm a accredited public speaker mentor, and so much more work that I have done both on myself as a working with numerous amazing coaches across the globe, but also upskilling and learning more about psychology and about how, what it is that limits us, what holds us back, and how we can have those possibilities of creating the life and the career that we really want. So I bring all of this together, all of the modalities, all of the experiences and all the skills. And that's what I've brought into creating the Leadership Launchpad. And that's what I'm really excited to be sharing with you today. So everything that I've just talked about, that I've learned from myself, that I've integrated, I practice, and what I help my private clients with, and I've done so over the last 10 years, I've brought this into this framework, which is called the Aspiring Leaders Blueprint. So if you're someone who is looking to elevate your career, to move up the career ladder, you may be senior, middle management, looking to just hone those skills and grow and develop so that you can propel yourself into a leadership role, then this is what you want to work through and discover for yourself. Because there are areas of here that you might feel, well, actually, I know that already. I've maybe been on a training on that, or I've really worked and developed that over the years, and that's fine. But I guarantee you will find aspects of this which you probably never considered before, you've never thought about. Why can I say that with such certainty? Because I've worked with so many clients on a one-to-one basis over the last 10 years, and no matter how good they are, how successful they are, how ambitious they are, there will always be something new for them to learn. So as a very quick overview, there are six pillars to the blueprint, and they cover the areas that I believe are critical to enabling you to succeed in your career. The first one is having clarity on who you are, what you stand for, what you want to be known for. Why? Because so many people just drift through life with no clear direction, not really knowing what they want. You'd be surprised how many people I've had that conversation with and said, what is it you really want? Never even thought about it. So this is where we really start to dig deep and look at, okay, what is it that lights you up? What inspires you? What energizes you? And what is it you want to be known for? So when you start to gain that clarity on you know, who you are, what you want, and where you want to be, then we start to bring the other pieces of the jigsaw together. So the second thing we look at is confidence. And here I'm talking about mindset, about doing the inner work. Why? Because most people prefer to be given the tools and the strategies, the to-dos and the hows, and go do that. And then many will then struggle because it's still not working. They're not getting the results that they want. Why? Because my belief is that your mindset, the inner work, the stuff that's going on in here is the biggest thing that can hold you back from achieving success in any area of your life. It's the stories we tell ourselves, the beliefs that we have, the experiences we've had in the past. All of these things, the limitations that we put on ourselves, often subconsciously without even realizing, these are the things that hold you back. So no matter how many tools and strategies you might have, if you've not done the inner work on yourself, you will still struggle, or you might get to a certain point and then fall back again and keep falling back and wondering, well, why is this happening? So this is a really critical part of the overall blueprint, is the mindset, doing the inner work. So that's what we look at in the second pillar. The third pillar I call captivate, and that is about being able to show up with a really powerful presence. Why? Because people are forming a first impression of you before you've even uttered a word. And you might have heard me say before, most people believe that people's first impression versus based on what we say, when in actual fact, they're forming an opinion of you before you've even uttered the word. In other words, your non-verbal communication, which research shows is 93% of our communication. So that is what we look at here, is all the non-verbal communication, which creates a stronger presence for us. The next pillar is communicate, and that's where we look at the speaking, the words, the kind of language that we use. So I draw upon my NLP training there for that, as well as my speaker training, where I can help you to really hone and develop your public speaking skills so that you can deliver an engaging presentation, not a death by PowerPoint. The fifth pillar is connect. Here we're talking about relationships, the importance of building relationships, cultivating your network, why it's important and how to go about doing that. This is so, so powerful. I've had clients who hadn't even considered some of these aspects before. And when we worked together, when they implemented what they learned here, that's when they got the massive shifts in terms of the opportunities that came up for them, which would have never been possible had they not taken these learnings on board. So all of these are super, super important when it comes to elevating your career, securing that promotion, getting the pay rise, standing out from the crowd. And it's a very competitive working landscape. So I'm sure if you're someone who is striving to move up the ladder right now, you want to be doing things to be able to stand out, to be different. And then finally, cultivate. And this is about cultivating your personal leadership, because when you can nail that, when you can cultivate your own personal leadership, how? By integrating all of what I've just walked through. When you can do that and you have your own powerful leadership for yourself, you can influence and lead your own career, your life. That is when people will want even more to be around you. They'll want you in their team, you to work for them, with them, and so forth. And you'll have people gravitating towards you because you are the leader. And I'm not talking about your job title. I am talking about a leader as in a way you show up. So those are the six core pillars of the Aspiring Leaders Blueprint. So where can you actually learn about this, work on it, develop and hone your skills? That's what I want to introduce to you today. The Leadership Launchpad. So let me tell you a little bit about what that looks like. It is a vault of immersive, self-paced training and resources so that you can learn at your own pace, whilst implementing and applying, as I said, the learnings through utilizing the worksheets and the workbooks and additional resources. And by the way, this is also available on an app. So you will have access to this not only on your laptop or your PC, but also on your phone or your iPad. So again, you can access this anyway. If you're somebody who learns maybe when you're in the gym, when you're out walking or running, or in the car driving, you can listen to these sound bites. And I made sure that the training videos are short. They're not like hours long, which means that you can just listen into one for say like 10, 15, 20 minutes max, and integrate your learnings. And then when you have the chance, when you return home or into the office, you can then look at the worksheets, the workbooks, and go through the exercises yourself to allow you to integrate your learnings from the video trainings. So what else do you have access to here? There are live training sessions with me. And of course you have Q&A. So anything within the vault that you're going through and you're feeling stuck, you can ask me questions. I will support you. I will guide you. There is also career mentoring and accountability. So again, drawing upon my experience, and in the same way that I work with my one-to-one clients, you will have the opportunity to receive mentoring from me as well as accountability. Accountability is really important. And here's the thing people underestimate is, again, we all know what to do and most of the time how to do it, or you come to somewhere to learn, such as the Launchpad, to learn what to do. But the next stumbling block is actually taking action and doing what you say you're going to do. And this is where accountability can be so valuable. And you will have that here in the Launchpad. You'll have regular group coaching. And by the way, group coaching is really powerful because even if you're in a group and somebody else is being coached, you will always gain insights about yourself from listening to what is being shared, what is being coached upon. So it's a really, really powerful environment to be in. And I've been in numerous group coaching programs over the years and really gained so much from that. And then you have your private online community, which again is accessible through your app, through your laptop, whichever works for you. And in here, you will be able to have access to other members in the group to grow your network, as well as to learn from others and support them. And as I mentioned earlier, cultivating your network is key. So this is a great place to begin doing that if that's not something you do already. And, you know, with the group coaching as well, what we don't realize is often we think we know it all. And there's so much that you don't know that you don't know. And that is one of the things that I get feedback from my clients about, is that, oh, I'd never even thought about it. I didn't realize that was a thing, or I hadn't thought that I didn't, you know, you don't know if you don't know something, right? So that's what I'm here to help you with, is your blind spots, to highlight to you and help you to overcome and recognize blind spots, challenges, obstacles, limitations, so that you can move yourself forward. As I said, quick recap, what is a leadership launchpad? It is a vault of immersive self-paced training and resources that you can do at your leisure. You'll also get the live training sessions along with Q&A with me, career mentoring, accountability, group coaching, and a private online community. All of what I'm doing here is what I do with my private clients. However, I want to impact and help and support more people, and that is why I've created this Launchpad. So before we head off, as always, just very quickly, until next time, remember to elevate your performance, to maximize your potential, and create new possibilities by showing up as the best version of you. Thank you for listening. Please subscribe to this podcast if you haven't already done so. And if you enjoyed and gained value from today's episode, then do please leave a review telling us your key learnings and what you enjoyed the most. And do please share this podcast with your friends and colleagues so we can spread the word on life leadership, creating a life of choice, freedom, and new possibilities. Connect with me directly on LinkedIn, and if you would like to learn more about how we can work together, either DM me on LinkedIn or email me. All details and resources can be found in the show notes.